It happened many years ago when the parson of our church took sick, and my pa jumped in and volunteered to do the preaching trick. We got there early and took our seats down by the preacher's wife, while pa stood up in the preacher's place as proud and as big as life. Little by little, the church filled up as the folks come dropping in. Then pa stood up in the pulpit, all primed and ready to begin. I think Ma knowed what would happen next was bound to end up sad, but she never dreamed this episode would turn out so doggone bad. Then Pa got started. His first few words were, "Good morning to you all." And from then on out, it kept a getting worse, and he started in to stall. But Pa wouldn't quit or even try to slow his sermon down. And we all knowed things wasn't so good when we saw the deacon frown. But Paul wasn't looking for hints or tips from us folks stuck out there. He was a-looking straight ahead and a-going right on as if he didn't care. After talking in circles for an hour or more that seemed like 8 or 10, he gave the choir a chance to sing, and the folks all sighed, "Amen." But after the music, Paul started again, and we thought he'd never quit. He pulled at his tie and mussed up his hair. I thought he was throwing a fit. It was 2 hours past our eating time when Paul brought his speech to an end, and the congregation made a rush to the door for fear he'd start in again. But then something happened that made them all stop to listen to what he'd say. For Paul turned around, and on bended knee, he had started in to pray. A prayer so simple and sincere, the most beautiful I've ever heard. And the congregation just stood still, a-listening to every word. After the service was over and we all were standing there, the deacon asked Paul how such a bad sermon could end up with such a beautiful prayer. And Paul said to him, "You know, in talking to folks, finding words is mighty hard. But in prayer it's easy, 'cause you see, then I'm talking to the Lord."